nothing that's grim,
nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics, courtesans and eunuchs.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday, August 19th, and you're listening to Backstage here on WZBG. I'm Eric, your host. Happy to be with you here this morning. I'd be happier if I could speak correctly, but what can you do? Anyway, I'm here this morning solo in the studio, just getting ready to play some tunes for you, share some theater stories, and enjoy the day. It looks like it's going to be a nice day, but of course, we'll get into that a little bit more later on in the show. But for now, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about a show that came to Broadway in... Where are my notes? Here are my notes. Opened officially in 2016, but it made its world premiere on August 20th back in 2015. And it holds the distinction of being the first Broadway show to reopen after the shutdown from the pandemic. I'm talking about the musical Waitress. Now, that's based on the film from 2007 of the same name. It's got a book by Jesse Nelson and music and lyrics by Sarah Bareilles, the pop star, who has become quite the advocate for Broadway, quite the Broadway performer in her own right. The musical Waitress tells the story of a waitress by the name of Jenna, who also happens to be a tremendous baker. She learned how to bake from her mother. And she's in an abusive relationship with her husband and feels kind of stuck. And turns out she finds out that she is pregnant. And she concocts a plan to escape from her life. There's a baking contest coming up, and there's a big cash prize that goes along with it. And she believes that that is going to be her ticket out. And it's an interesting show. I had the pleasure of seeing it back in 2019, 2018. And I didn't know what to expect. I remember hearing something about the movie. I didn't see the movie, so I didn't really know much about it. Going in, I knew that in the part of Jenna was Katherine McPhee, who you may know from American Idol or Smash or Scorpion on TV. And I thought to myself, oh, I don't know, you know, a lot of these American Idol people, their careers kind of fizzle. I don't know what to expect from her. I'd seen her on Smash, and she was good, but she impressed me. Because live theater and television and movies, very different animals. Not everybody can do both. Some people are really good at live theater. Some people are really good at TV and movies. It's not everybody that can cross that boundary. And Katherine McPhee really impressed me. She was great in the part. She brought a lot of humor, a lot of humanity. But anyway, I really grew to appreciate the show, and I thought, why not, since tomorrow marks the 8-year anniversary of its world debut, why not feature Waitress? So we're going to kick things off with the first track from the original Broadway cast recording. It's a very quiet number. It's basically the character of Jenna on stage baking something. And, yeah. So from the original Broadway cast, we have, in the part of Jenna, we have Jesse Mueller, who has gone on and done things like Beautiful and Carousel and many other things. So she's really become quite a known performer in her own right since then. So here from Waitress, we have Jesse Mueller with the song What's Inside.
Sugar, 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 butter, sugar, butter, sugar, butter, flour, sugar, butter, flour, sugar, butter, flour, sugar, butter, flour.
My hands pluck the things I know that I'll need. I take the sugar and butter from the pantry. I add the flour to begin what I am hoping to start. And then it's down with the recipe and bake from the heart. Sugar,
Was What's Inside, the opening of the musical Waitress, which, again, made its world premiere on August 20th, back in 2015, up in Boston at the American Rep Theater in Cambridge. And it did okay in Boston, but when it transitioned to Broadway, Diane Paulus was the director the whole way through. When it transitioned to Broadway, they changed some of the production staff. They got a new choreographer and a new, was it lighting director, I believe? And they had some new music come in from Sarah Bareilles. And it took off. It just took off when it hit Broadway. They tweaked it. They found the right combination. And a fun fact about this production was that they hired a bakery to give the cast lessons on how bakeries function and how to do things appropriately, so everything would look very realistic. And then the theater partnered with an actual pie shop so that during intermission or before the show, they would sell actual pie. You can get it in a slicer. You can actually get it in a jar, believe it or not. Slice of pie in a jar. And they would pump in the smell of fresh baked goods as you entered the theater to kind of immerse the audience in the experience of the show. It was really, really interesting. I love when Broadway goes in a slightly different direction, does something a little bit unexpected like that. So, but I'm rambling. You're not really here to hear me ramble. You're here to listen to some great Broadway tunes. So why don't we transition over to what I think of as the real opening number of the show. You're introduced to most of the major characters, and you get a sense of what this world is going to be in the show Waitress. So again, from the original Broadway cast recording, this is the cast of Waitress with the song Opening Up.
The day starts like the rest we've seen, another carbon copy of an old routine.
Days keep coming,
one out, one in,
they keep coming.
And make that coffee strong enough to chew.
I don't know what I wish I had, but there's no time now for thinking things like that. We got too much to do,
too much to do. All these same things we're always opening up.
The days look exactly the same.
Order up.
That was Opening Up from the original Broadway cast recording of Waitress here on Backstage on WZBG. And Waitress, when it debuted on Broadway, had a tremendous cast. Like I said, Jessie Mueller plays Jenna. She's the lead role in the show. She had already won acclaim for Beautiful. How could I not remember that? That just went right out of my head for a second. You know, she'd been on Broadway for a bit. She made her Broadway debut in a revival of On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever. And she was very well received for that, believe it or not. She was nominated for a Drama Desk and for a Tony for that. And then, you know, she bounced around a bit here, there. She was a replacement in Nice Work If You Can Get It. And then in 2014, she landed the role of Carole King in Beautiful, and it just launched her. That was, you know, boom. She won a Tony Award for that. And then she came over to do Waitress. So you have Jessie Mueller involved, but you also have Kayala Settle, who you heard in the role of Becky, one of the other waitresses at the restaurant, or diner, I guess would be a more appropriate label for it. And, you know, you've seen her in The Greatest Showman, and she's been in Les Mis, and she was in Hands on a Hard Body, and just tremendously talented. Kimiko Glenn plays Dawn, the third of the three waitresses. You have Christopher Fitzgerald, who's going to come in as a character named Ogie. He's been in a million Broadway shows. Nick Cordero plays Earl, the abusive husband. Of course, Nick Cordero unfortunately passed away during the COVID pandemic, but he was in a multitude of Broadway shows. So you had quite the cast that was assembled for this, and the chemistry, I think, really helped fuel the success of the show. Without the cast coming together as they did, I don't know that it would have necessarily done quite as well. I mean, the material itself is strong, but the cast was just great. And that kept going. No matter who came in to replace different performers, it kept going. And the talent level was tremendous, and the show really just came together beautifully. But the whole show is this idea. It's a small town, middle of nowhere kind of place, and you've got these characters that are very human and very real and going through what they're going through. And I think that's also part of the allure of the show, that it's relatable to almost anybody anywhere, you know? We all know somebody like one of these people. And that's theater, right? It reflects reality back at us. So anyway, I digress. Moving on, as I said, the character of Jenna, she's in this abusive relationship. She's married to a man who doesn't treat her well. And she finds out, or she's about to find out, that she is pregnant, which really complicates things. So here from the original Broadway cast recording of Waitress are Jessie Mueller, Kimiko Glenn, and Kayala Settle with The Negative.
Jenna, time to pee on the stick.
I don't want to know.
Hey, come on, honey, you waited long enough. Get to it and do it.
Well, okay, girls, enough.
You know what we mean.
I hope you drank enough this morning.
Come on, sweetie, it's better to know. We'll be right here with you, so.
It's no or it's yes. Say point ace a bear lodge racion
de English.
Do not insert the test stick into your vagina.
Wow. Thank you, dog.
How'd I ever get myself in this mess? One drunk night in that stupid red dress. Oh, I love that red dress. The way it sparkles, it looks like an ice skating outfit.
Stay with us, dog.
Maybe his machinery is broken somehow. What if his boys don't?
Miraculous! To get away with an obstructed
me drunk. I do stupid things when I drink, like sleep with my husband.
Honey, we've all made that mistake.
Focus on the negative.
This will all be alright.
It was only one night. Someone send me sign.
One line, one line.
That means the test is ready. This is it.
That was The Negative from Waitress the Musical here on Backstage on WZBG. And one of the things I like about the show is the music itself. The harmonies that Sarah Bareilles created in the music are just fabulous. I love the harmonies in this show. I'm a sucker for a good harmony. But if you hear them, if you listen to just the instrumental, you hear the music of Sarah Bareilles, right? I remember her breakout hit was what? I'm Not Going to Write You a Love Song, I think was the name of it. She's very piano forward in her music, and she has a sort of, I don't know, a sort of, for lack of a better word, a bop that kind of travels through her music, and it comes through here in Waitress. And I just really enjoy it. It's fun music. It's catchy. It's fun. And it's very suitable for the moment. You know, it has the right sensibility for what's happening in the scene. And that can't be easy. I've never tried to write music. I am not that kind of a person. But I can't imagine it's easy to just sit down and be, okay, I need this kind of music for this kind of moment. And so therefore, here you go. It astounds me that people can do that. So Jenna finds out that she is pregnant, and this really complicates her life. She was hoping to get away from her abusive husband. Now with a baby coming, yeah, that just adds layers upon layers of challenge. And it's interesting that Jenna is the baker. We have that old expression, the bun in the oven. She's constantly making pies, and now she's making a baby. There's a lot of synchronicity there. There are several moments in the show where Jenna gets reflective, as Broadway characters are wont to do. And this next song is one of those moments. Jenna reflects on how she learned how to bake from her mother and the fact that she's going to be a mother and the potential that baking can offer her to get beyond what she is. So here is Jesse Mueller in a fabulous moment from the show. This is What Baking Can Do.
And it washes off of all the dirty dishes.
even this, even now, even as the walls come tumbling down, even as it can't stop remembering how every door we ever made, we never once walked out.
What Baking Can Do from the original Broadway cast recording of Waitress here on Backstage on WZBG. And I think a song like that kind of gives you a sense of why Jesse Mueller is a multi-time Tony nominee, a Tony Award winner, and one of the big stars of Broadway at the moment. Tremendous level of talent. Interestingly enough, she's one of four children. She has two brothers and one sister. All four of them are actors. And Jesse's sister, Abby, has been on Broadway creating her own path. Abby did go into, was it Beautiful, I think? Abby did the same role that Jesse did. But most recently, Abby was on Broadway in Six as one of the wives of Henry VIII. So, just interesting that all four, and Jesse Mueller's parents are both actors. So it's become like a family business. Anyway, after the character of Jenna finds out that she is pregnant and comes to grips with it, one of the other waitresses, Dawn, who's a little socially awkward, a little shy, I guess we'd say nerdy would be a term there, has turned to online dating, but her hesitancy, her awkwardness, is just exacerbated by the fact that when you're doing online dating, and I was someone that did it for a bit, you know, you don't really know what you're going to get when you meet the person. And Dawn has this sort of freak out moment with this song, which is called When He Sees Me.
I stick with real things, usually facts and figures. When information's in its place, I minimize the guessing game. Guess what?
What?
I don't like guessing games or when I feel things before I know the feelings. How am I supposed to operate if I'm just tossed around by fate? Like on an unexpected date with a stranger who might talk too fast or ask me questions about myself before I've decided that he can ask me questions about myself. He might sit too close or call the waiter by his first name or eat Oreos, but eat the cookie before the cream. But what scares me the most, what scares me the most, is what if when he sees me, what if he doesn't like it, what if he runs the other way and I can't hide from it? What happens then if when he knows me, he's only disappointed? What if I give myself away to only get it given back? I couldn't live with that. So I'm just fine shell-shaped mind, this way I get the best view, so that when he sees me, I want him to.
Dawn, don't you think you're being a little, I mean maybe just a tad?
I'm not defensive, I'm simply being cautious. I can't risk reckless dating due to my miscalculating why a certain suitor stands in line. I've seen in movies careful when it comes to sharing your life. I could end up a miserable wife. Sorry, girls, but he could be criminal. Some sort of psychopath who escaped from an institution somewhere where they don't have girls. He could have masterminded some way to find me. He could be colorblind. How untrustworthy is that? He could be less than kind. Or even worse, he could be very nice, have lovely eyes, and make me laugh, come out of hiding. What do I do with that? Oh God, what if when he sees me, I like him and he knows it? What if he opens up a door and I can't close it? What happens then if when he holds me, my heart is set in motion? I'm not prepared for that, I'm scared to break it open. But still I can't help from hoping to find someone to talk to who likes the way I am. Someone who when he sees me wants to again.
When He Sees Me, from the original Broadway cast recording of Waitress, here on Backstage on WZBG. Fabulous song. Funny, but moving, and a tremendous performance by Kimiko Glenn. Look at that. It's almost 9:32. Time is flying. So why don't we pause for a quick word, and then we will come back with the buzz.
Imagine a disease that affects more than 10 million Americans, more than AIDS, Parkinson's, ALS, MS, and muscular dystrophy combined. Yet few know its name. Some years ago, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, and after surgery, she developed lymphedema, LE. A cruel and chronic disease affecting 10 million Americans that occurs when the lymphatic system is compromised, leaving one with a lifetime of severe swelling and pain. What we found out later is its severity might have been lessened or possibly even prevented if only we were better informed. That's why I'm urging anyone facing cancer treatment to get educated, talk to your doctor, make it part of your cancer conversation. And if you have LE, share your story. With patients and doctors working together, we can learn and live. Learn more at lymphaticnetwork.org.
All right, let's look at what's going on in the theater world, shall we? Landmark Community Theater has announced its production of The Rocky Horror Show. That's going to be happening October 6th, running through October 28th. If you know about that show, you know how exciting it is. Go to landmarkcommunitytheater.org to find out more. Phoenix Stage Company is running its production of Pocket Shakespeare this weekend. It opened last night, and it is going on tonight as well, and it's also going to run tomorrow. So tonight at 8 and tomorrow at 3, you can check that out. I don't know what the ticket situation is. You should go to phoenixstagecompany.org to find out more. TheatreWorks New Milford has announced their production of Scotland Road. That's going to be happening September 21st, running through October 7th. You can go to theatreworks.us for tickets and information. And the Warner Theater will be hosting its annual International Playwrights Festival on October 13th and 14th. It's two nights of new works, short works, you know, so you see a bunch of things that are, you know, 20 to 30 minutes long, maybe. And it's a great evening. So you can get tickets for one night only. You can get tickets for both nights because it's different plays each night. So go to warnertheater.org for more on that. Speaking of the Warner Theater, they have announced auditions for Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. That's going to be happening August 27th and 28th at 7 p.m. both nights. Those are by appointment only. So if you're interested in that or you want to learn more about the production, go to warnertheater.org. And that is the buzz for this morning here on Backstage on WZBG. We're going to pause for a quick word from a sponsor, and then we will come back with more from the Broadway musical Waitress, which made its world debut 8 years ago tomorrow.
Torrington's Warner Theater welcomes Grammy Award-winning artist Christopher Cross. Get ready, Litchfield County, for an evening of amazing music on Saturday, September 30th. His music has garnered him an Album of the Year, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best New Artist Awards. With over 40 years behind him, Christopher Cross continues to delight audiences. Christopher Cross at Torrington's Warner Theater on Saturday, September 30th. Get tickets now at warnertheater.org, warnertheater.org, or by calling the box office at 860-489-7180. Christopher Cross, September 30th at Torrington's Warner Theater.
And we're back here on Backstage on WZBG, and this morning we're celebrating the music of Waitress, the Broadway musical, which made its world premiere in Boston on August 20th back in 2015. Because Jenna is pregnant, she has to take care of herself, make sure that she's doing all the right things for the baby, and she goes to an OBGYN by the name of Dr. Pometer, who, interestingly enough, is originally from Connecticut, but has moved to where Jenna is for the purpose of engaging in a practice. And Jenna and Dr. Pometer begin to develop a connection that's probably not a good idea. He's married, she's married, and they find themselves drawn to one another, unfortunately, mostly because, or at least initially because of the pie that Jenna baked for Dr. Pometer as a thank you. So here is their, the first of many interactions that they're going to be having. This is It Only Takes a Taste.
You know, it's kind of funny just seeing you sitting here all by yourself in your uniform. Remind me of a girl I once knew. God, by now she's well in middle age. Probably 41, 42.
Huh, thank you?
What? Oh my God, no, 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 no. She was a waitress at a shop I used to frequent quite a lot. Nice teeth and small hands, and snuck me goodies I couldn't afford then. She was sweet to me, reminds me of you.
Oh, well, nobody ever really notices me that way, so...
Somebody did, right?
Hmm?
Yeah, because you have the baby.
She'd make the pies fresh every day, like you, I guess. But I must say, if pies were books, yours would be Shakespeare's letters. You remind me of her, but better. It only takes a taste when it's something special. It only takes a taste when you know it's good. Sometimes one bite is more than enough to know you want more of the thing you just got a taste of.
That reminds me of a thing we would say, me and my mama, in the kitchen when we'd bake. She'd say, Jenna, can tell the whole story with a taste.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I mean. I swear that as those flavors mixed and melted, I could hear the siren sing. It was truly something special, one taste, and I want the whole thing. I must say, it felt like I was carried away. Intoxicated me, escape the room I was in. I can't help but wonder how
how your hands must have felt creating such a masterful thing.
Just one bite caused all that wondering.
It only takes a taste.
It only takes a taste when you know it's good. Sometimes one bite is more than enough to know you want more of the thing you just gotta taste of.
That was It Only Takes a Taste from the original Broadway cast recording of Waitress here on Backstage on WZBG. And I like the dynamic between Jenna and Dr. Pomatter. I know it's not an appropriate dynamic, but I'm a sucker for the character of the guy who's a little awkward, but really well-meaning, and, you know, I see some of myself in that, so what can I say? But yeah, you can see the development of that dynamic between them, but they don't act on it at that point, because that would be wrong, of course. It's at this point that Jenna kind of has to reveal to her husband that she is pregnant, and we get to meet the character of Earl. And the character of Earl is one of those characters that's very easy to dislike. There's really nothing redeeming about him, and, you know, if you've seen a good production of Beauty and the Beast, Gaston often gets booed at the end of the show because he's such a great villain. I remember seeing Titanic on Broadway, and the actor that played Ismay got booed during curtain call, not because his performance was bad, because his performance was so good, you just didn't like Ismay in the least. Earl would be kind of one of those characters. Now, again, played by Nick Cordero in the original production, great performer. He was in A Bronx Tale, and he was in Bullets Over Broadway, a talented actor, singer, dancer, who unfortunately passed away during the pandemic. So here he is, along with Jesse Mueller, with the song You Will Still Be Mine.
Remember my clean shave back in our old days when we were just kids. I had my sixth string and you had your own thing, though I don't remember what it is. Wrote your love songs and you like that sad one, so I played it all the time. What was that? The sun won't shine. What was it, baby?
Till the sun don't shine, you will still be mine.
That's right. Man, what a whirlwind. So much is happening, and mostly to me. We've come such a ties that bind. Sing it, honey.
Till the sun don't shine, you will still be
Still Be Mine from the original Broadway cast recording of Waitress. And again, Earl is a villain, and you just love to hate him. And that song while it's a, if you don't think about it, it's kind of catchy. It's you know, it's a good number. There's a subtle, you know, a subtle unseemliness in there, right? Since we know that he's an abusive figure, till the sun don't shine, till the end of time, you will still be mine. There, he's possessive of Jenna. He wants to control her. He wants to have her for his own. And it's such a good song at developing that character in a creepy kind of a way. But, you know, Broadway is what Broadway is. Before we get into more songs, it is 9:45. We should talk about the weather. So, according to the WZBG Weather Center, today will be a mix of sun and clouds, cool and comfy, with a high of around 70. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear, lows in the 50s. Good sleeping weather. Tomorrow, Sunday, mostly sunny, warm and pleasant, high between 80 and 85. Monday, we will have sun transitioning to clouds, a slight chance for an afternoon shower, maybe even a storm. It's going to be very warm with highs in the low 80s. And then Tuesday will be partly sunny, breezy and cool, with a high of around 70. It's just about 65 degrees here at our WZBG studios in Litchfield. So today, I think, is going to be the pick of the weekend. So if you have anything to do that is outdoorsy, today would be your day to do it. I'm probably going to end up cutting my lawn later today because with the weather we had this week, it's been growing and it needs some attention. So that's my excitement that I'm looking forward to. Woohoo! But back to the music here on Backstage on WZBG. We're talking about the musical Waitress, which made its world premiere in Boston on August 20th back in 2015. And the three waitresses, Dawn, Becky, and Jenna, wow, I'm having senior moments this morning, go figure. Dawn, Becky, and Jenna, they all have visions, dreams of how their life could go, could be, and they express those in a song called A Soft Place to Land, which again is a beautiful number, great harmony, Sarah Bareilles writing just some tremendous music for this show. So here it is, Kiala Settle, Kimiko Glenn, and Jesse Mueller with A Soft Place to Land.
Sugar, butter, flour. Sometimes I still see her.
Thank you. May we all be so lucky.
A soft place to land here on Backstage on WZBG. Just a beautiful song, the three women from the diner trying to hope for better circumstances for themselves. And to sort of transition away, we had a very heavy number with You Will Still Be Mine, and then we have sort of the longing, wistful number of A Soft Place to Land. We need something to sort of lighten the load, if you will, to cleanse the palate. And that's where Christopher Fitzgerald comes in, playing the character of Ogie. Christopher Fitzgerald was in Young Frankenstein. He was the original Bach in Wicked. He's been in more Broadway shows than you can shake a stick at, and he always brings tremendous comedic ability to whatever he does. And the character of Ogie is this sort of over-the-top, unintentionally, aggressively excited person. And he wants to get to know Dawn, the shy waitress, better, in anticipation of their date. So he comes to the diner, and he just tells her that, look, when I become attached to somebody, that's it. He is, we might call him a clinger, stage 5 clinger. So here he is, Christopher Fitzgerald, with Never Ever Getting Rid of Me.
Please just take the mixed bouquet and leave. Just leave.
Dawn. I will never let you let me leave. I promise I'm not lying. Go ahead, ask anybody who has seen me trying. I'm not going. If it seems like I did, I'm probably waiting outside. Such a stubborn man, you'll likely never meet another. When we have our family dinner, you can ask my mother. She's the best. You'll learn more about her on our family history test. I'm gonna do this right. Ever, ever get rid of me. You can try, oh, but I love you means you're never, ever, ever getting rid of me.
Ready for your check?
Not quite. Pie for everybody!
What?
I grew up an only child in the suburb of the city. I spent my days alone, my only friend was a stray kitty called Sardine. Yeah, I thought it was hilarious to call a cat a kind of fish. She played hard to get, hissing while she scratched me. What she was trying to say was, Ogie, come and catch me. I learned quickly that perseverance stood between a cat and her new best friend, me. Oh, I'm gonna do this right. Far to follow. Oh, I'm gonna love you so. You'll learn what I already know. I love you means you're never, ever, ever getting rid of me.
When you say never,
you can try. Oh, but I love you means blah, 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 yip, yap, yap, yap. Now get back to work. Never, ever, ever getting rid of me.
That was You're Never, Ever Getting Rid of Me from Waitress, the original Broadway cast recording, with Christopher Fitzgerald in the role of Ogie. And it's an interesting sort of juxtaposition there, because you've got Ogie, who's got the song You're Never, Ever Getting Rid of Me, which in another circumstance would seem very threatening, very uncomfortable, but because of the way that the character is portrayed, because of the way that he interacts with Dawn, it takes on a much more comedic feel, and it's entertaining, and you start to understand that maybe that's the kind of guy that she needs to pull her out of her rut. Whereas with You Will Still Be Mine, sung by Earl to Jenna, very different feel. It's almost threatening. Right? It's that possessive, that grasping, that controlling that turns Earl into a villain. So it's an interesting sort of comparison that you can make between those two numbers in this particular radio personality's humble opinion. We're getting close to the end, believe it or not. It's 9:55. Time is just flying away. So, you know, I want to say a couple things. Number one, summer's... I mean, I know summer runs until mid-September, but summer, for all intents and purposes, summer's coming to a close because I've got one more show in August, and then we're in September, you know, and school's going to be starting up and everything. So enjoy these last official summer days, you know, before school starts and when the weather's nice, as it will be today. Get out, do something fun, enjoy yourselves. And then the other thing I want to mention, you know, I'm always trying to be positive and increase the goodness in the world. And I have my cause, and I try to mention it a few times a year. I don't want to beat people over the head with it, but, you know, that's just something that's kind of become a thing for me, and that's living organ donation. You know, I've mentioned many a time, I have a friend named Nicole. She was in need of a liver transplant. Livers can be donated while still alive. You can donate a part of your liver to someone else. Your liver grows back, full functionality, no problems. The part that you donate becomes a fully functioning liver for that person. Or maybe it's a kidney, you know. Everybody, or most people born with two kidneys, you can get by on one kidney. And you can give your, you know, one of your two kidneys to somebody who needs it, and they can get by on the one kidney. You know, we're very fortunate here in the Northeast. We have great access to medical care in rapid time. But unfortunately, the downside of that is that there aren't as many organs available for donation, for transplant, to individuals who need them. So, you know, something to consider. If you think it might be something that you could do, that you'd be willing to do, look into it. Check your local hospital, you know, your local medical center. They will have information. They can refer you to places that handle that kind of thing. Just something to think about, because you could literally save somebody's life. So just putting that out there so we can increase the positivity, spread some goodness. That's what I really want for the world, is just to be a better place. So I'm going to leave you with one more from Waitress, the original Broadway cast recording. Again, tomorrow marks 8 years since its world premiere in Boston. And this song is the song where Jenna and Dr. Pominer finally decide to act on their feelings and begin an affair. And again, I am not advocating for that. It's wrong. You know, when you are married, you make a commitment to somebody. And so there it is. Within the show, you kind of root for them a little bit. Just saying. So here from Waitress, the original Broadway cast recording, we have Jesse Mueller and Drew Gehling with Bad Idea. Have a great week, everybody.
It's a bad idea, me and you.
I know, I totally agree.
It's a bad idea, me and you.
I've never known anything so true.
It's a terrible idea, me and you.
You have a wife.
You have a husband.
You're my doctor.
You got a baby coming.
It's a bad idea, me and you.
Let's just keep kissing till we come to.
Heart stop racing, let's face it. Making mistakes like this will make first world is already pretty bad.
Mind stop running, it's time we just let this thing go.
It was a pretty good bad idea.
Oh,
97.3 WZBG, Litchfield, Torrington.